I would like to share about loba and dosa, my reflection on it. So instead of thinking of it as greed and hatred, the way I understand it now is that pertaining to reality, as we go through life, whatever we are served by life, any reality that we don't want, I consider dosa. Everything that happened to us that we don't like, we want to reject, I consider dosa. And then anything that, like a loss in reality, something I want but I cannot have in reality, I cannot have, I consider that loba. That way of reflecting on loba and dosa, actually, for me, it brings out the poison of the three evil roots a lot more for me in my daily life.
Yeah. Thank you. Because her way is intellectual approach, so she need to have her own way of understanding things. So that is a simplified understanding that can help her, which is of no harm. That's why you are different. Everyone is different. You evolve your own way to understand this. The main thing is you must understand what the Buddha meant. And how you want to recall it is just like the skillful means that I teach you. Whenever you are unhappy and not peaceful, the evil root is there. And then trace. So for her, what you don't want is dosa. What you crave for is loba. It makes it easier for her. Then she has the understanding of what these are because she has gone through them. So for her, she really look at life. So everything that affect her, she know how it affect her. That's why she recall. Then through his understanding, he retrospectively root it out and reverse them. But when her awareness develops, she will like breeze through all this. Then that time, no need to analyze, no need to do anything. The understanding will be automatic. But from the awareness, you see, that is the direct seeing, awakening. But you see it dissolving, dissipating. Via what? Via not doing anything, understand not? Which means your original true mind, the pure awareness nature, which is a nature, is originally there. You cannot see it because it's obscured by the stirring of the mind, the emotion. So when this stirring of the mind happens at the mundane mind consciousness, from the spacious awareness, you lost. You went into this. The egoic mind swallow you in, understand? And you think this is you. That's why you lost here. That's why you cannot live from here. So the triangle, remember, you're supposed to stay here and develop direct seeing and develop the wisdom. But you end up here. This is mundane living, understand? This is where the phenomenal world of consciousness can distract you, lure you, entice you, and trap you. And this is a phenomenal world that has a lot of what they call ups and downs. Understand? That's why I call it a chaotic world. Really chaotic here. A lot of disagreement, a lot of fighting, a lot of war, a lot of conflict. A lot of funny things happen here. Here, peaceful, tranquil, still, clear. No agitation, nothing. And you don't want to stay here. You prefer outside. No. That should be the attitude. Like, RPG. He says, suffer not an hour. Remember? So ask yourself. Ingbi, no already. No. I don't want to be here. This one, too hot, too agitated. I don't want. Here, tranquil, cool. Understand? Stillness. Peace. The word is peace. You want a peaceful life or a chaotic life? You choose. Peaceful lah. If you want chaotic, by all means, your life you decide, you go. Then you join them lah. So, like the Buddha say, Dhamma friends are very important.